The Winter Olympics are underway in South Korea after a spectacular opening ceremony in Pyeongchang. The organisers have confirmed a cyber attack took place during the ceremony, targeting the game systems, including the internet and television services, but failed to compromise any critical part of their operations. IOC spokesman Mark Adams refused to comment on the source of the attack, but said the IOC is making sure its systems are secure. In the English Premier League, Tottenham and Arsenal fought out a low-scoring but entertaining match at Wembley Stadium in London. The in-form striker Harry Kane won the game with a headed goal in the second half. Here's how SBS's live match coverage described the England forward's all-important goal.
Kane! Tottenham in front through one of their own. 7-7 for Harry Kane.
The crowd of 83,222 was the highest ever attendance for a Premier League fixture, and the win moves third-place Tottenham 7 points clear of Arsenal, which remains in sixth place. In local football, Sydney FC extended its lead at the top of the A-League ladder to 12 points with a 4-0 win at Melbourne City. But despite the win, Sydney FC coach Graham Arnold says he wants his team to set a new points record by going past their own record points haul of 66 points.
We're 2 points more than what we were this time last year. We've got 9 goals more than what we had this time last year. And that's how I motivate the boys. 66 points is the greatest in the history of Australian football. And we're chasing 67 points. So there's still 21 points to play for, and we're on, 49 points now, so we've got a possibility of getting 70, and that's what we're after.
In Sunday night's match, the Western Sydney Wanderers thrashed the bottom side Wellington Phoenix 4-0. Australia's women's tennis team has set up a playoff spot in the Fed Cup after beating Ukraine 3-2 in Canberra. The countries were tied at 2 wins each after the 4 singles robbers, before Ash Barty and Casey Delacroix teamed up to beat the Kitchenok sisters in the doubles to secure the victory. It was an emotional one for Delacroix, who turned 33 years old on Sunday to make it a double celebration.
There's nothing more special than being out here representing Australia, especially on my birthday and with my best mate, with my team, with my family here. So it's really special and something I'll remember.
Australia will face a World Group first-round loser in April for possible promotion to the competition's top tier. In the National Basketball League, Melbourne United wrapped up the minor premiership with a comprehensive 18-point win over the New Zealand Breakers in Auckland. Chris Golding led United to its first win across the Tasman in 9 attempts. In other matches, the Adelaide 36ers beat the Illawarra Hawks by 24 points to secure the second spot on the ladder. One of the most pleasing aspects for Adelaide coach Joey Wright was the fact 6 of his players, including MVP Daniel Johnson, scored double-digit points.
And one of the things we want to do when we rejig this team this year is to provide some depth, have some guys that you know, we could feel come in and make a real impact. And as we've seen this year, you know, we had some guys come off that bench and get some things done. So we're real happy with the, you know, what our bench is doing, happy with what our starters are doing.
In round two of the AFLW, the biggest talking point of the round was the record crowd of just under 42,000 for the meeting between Fremantle and Collingwood in Perth. It's thought the crowd is the largest ever for an all-women sporting event on Australian soil. Fremantle's Dana Hooker scored 2 goals in the win and says the emotion of the occasion is something she'll never forget.
Certainly good to get the 4 points in front of a huge crowd. It's pretty surreal, really, and it's kind of a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so really privileged and just like super stoked to get the win.
And finally, in cricket news, Australia beat England by 7 wickets at the MCG to take control of the T20 Tri-Series, which also includes New Zealand. Game 4 takes place on Monday at 5 p.m. as New Zealand hosts England, with both nations looking for their first wins of the tournament.